Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us once again from the New Hope Church, from the youth pastor there, Adam Davis. How are you today, Adam?
I'm doing good, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Glad to have you back on the show. I know we were just talking before we went on about 6 weeks ago from New Hope Church there in East House. You guys did one of those blood drives with Michigan Blood, and you're doing it again today, aren't you?
Yep, we're going to be doing it 2 to 7 at our youth room, which is our the first entrance, as you see, when you pull into the parking lot there.
All right. Which is located on Allrich Road, right there.
Yep.
Can't miss it. Head on down. Now, it's going on from 2 till 7 today. And, well, let's talk a little bit about what you're, you know, because this is kind of a fundraiser for you guys through Michigan Blood.
Yes, we get $10 for every person who attempts to donate. Not any person who actually donates, but attempts to donate. So if you go through the process, you get signed up with Michigan Blood, the youth get $10. And last year, our last blood drive, we were able to raise $330.
That's excellent. Wonderful on that. Now, it goes to the youth ministry, right?
Yes, actually it goes for our mission fund. We went out on a mission trip this summer, and this is kind of picking up the slack from the funds that we didn't have after the trip was over.
Sure. All right. Now, everyone's welcome to come on out. Now, do they need to make an appointment or walk-ins welcome for this?
Walk-ins are welcome. If you'd like to make an appointment, you can go onto michiganblood.org and sign up through there, or you can just give a call to the New Hope office, 989-984-5400, and we'll sign you up.
Now, I've got written down here, and I got to ask you about this, with an 80s theme. What are we talking about 80s theme-wise?
Well, actually, we're going to have some decorations. We're going to be throwing out some classic 80s tunes all day, and we have a few kind of giveaways that we're going to be doing. We have one that's going to be for a movie pass for the family theater, so you can come in, do a questionnaire or a quiz kind of thing, and all those kinds of stuff. We're just going to have a good fun time with it. The kids are going to be all dressed up. It's going to be a good time.
Wow, that sounds like a good time. Heading back to the 80s, I like that. Well, let's talk about, you know, you've already worked with them once. Let's talk about the partnership that you have with Michigan Blood and how it affects not only your church, but, you know, they do a lot of work here in the community too.
Yeah, for our church, it's great because it allows some of our members to are able now to donate blood. They didn't know anything about Michigan Blood, and because of this partnership, they were able to come in. Actually, we had 16 of our members are now first-time donors.
Oh, nice.
And the best thing about this is that it's the blood stays in the area kind of thing. You know,
right.
It stays in Michigan. St. Joseph Health Systems mm-hmm. are connected with Michigan Blood, so the blood that we're giving here in our town is could possibly end up at our local hospital here.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. So when you come on in, you're doing something for the local community, not just for your church there and the mission, but for the hospital there and for any people who are going to need blood in the future.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, I know you mentioned not too many people are familiar with Michigan Blood. It's hard to believe they've been around since 1955, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a great program. I mean, the fact that, you know, when you think about the shelf life of blood and how short that shelf life is, the fact that we can keep it in our state and the process goes through and we can get it into the hospitals in, you know, 4 or 5 days.
Boy, I know your goal is 25 donations today, but let's hope for a lot more than that, even more than the 33 you got the last time. Let's hope we get a lot of people out this afternoon. It doesn't take long to go through the process and to give blood, does it?
No, it doesn't. Max is about an hour.
Yeah.
I did mine actually. At the last one, it took me about 35 minutes to go through the whole process, and now that I'm already signed up as a donor, it's going to be even shorter.
Now, if I remember correct, Adam, the last time we talked, you were a first-timer, were you not?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, so tell us about your experience. Now that you got it firsthand, for anybody out there who might be thinking, I don't want to give blood, it might hurt too much, it doesn't at all, does it?
No, it doesn't. Actually, I find that getting my blood taken for doctor's visits is actually more painful than giving blood. It was a really easy process. I sat there. I didn't even feel the needle go in. And next thing I know, I filled up a bag and I was eating some cookies.
There you go. Exactly. That's the other part of it. You get some good treats afterwards to kind of help replenish you. But yeah, they do have top professionals who know what they're doing, and it's relatively pain-free. It doesn't take very long. So come on out. Help out the community in numerous ways. You're giving blood to help out those who need it, and you're helping out, again, the youth ministry to help kind of support the mission trip you guys took.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, where's the church located? New Hope Church.
We're at 686 Ulrich Road, right across from Waste Management. Can't miss us.
Michigan Blood Drive today from 2 until 7. And again, walk-ins are welcome, but if they want to make an appointment, how do they do that, Adam?
You can just call the New Hope office at 989-984-5400, or you can go to miblood.org and you can sign up there.
Very good. Adam Davis, he is the youth pastor at New Hope Church there in East Dallas. The Michigan Blood Drive today from 2 until 7. Adam, thank you for joining us, and hopefully your second time is as good as your first time when you give today.
I hope it is too. I'm really excited now that I've done it once. I'm ready to go get them. And thanks, Kevin, for getting us on the air.